Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are we still on 980?
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're also listening to us on Team 980 this morning. You're watching us on the YouTube stream. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. B, they gave me a Monumental bomber jacket that's actually fresh. We got to make sure you get one of those. It was cool.
Somebody told me they're going to be sending some stuff. We're going to see.
They will. By far the best sporting event I went to this weekend was the Spirit game. Shout out to the Spirit.
That was off the chain.
Yo, I had never.
Well, I went to two that same day.
Oh, the you Spirit went to the flag
game
football?
And then the flag football at night. Let me tell you, man, those girls were working, man.
Did who won?
Clarksburg ended up winning the game against Whitman.
Okay,
but good game overall. I mean, both teams were playing well. Clarksburg just they're wagging, man. They down the stretch, they just took over.
I think Clarksburg is home of the Fighting McDonoughs. I believe they live in Clarksburg.
They won last year. They won the flag football championship and basketball. They're trying to do a repeat in basketball too.
Shout out to the Spirit. Shout out to Clarksburg. The Spirit game really was awesome. Really cool to see. There were members of Commander's ownership.
It was
there.
About three games.
That's
they did
a lot.
The whole 90 minutes, 8 minutes of extra time, 2 15-minute minutes.
And then penalties.
Then 3 minutes and something of extra time, then the penalty kicks.
And how about this? The Washington Spirit is undefeated in games after Hal Hirschfeld calls in and does an interview with us. Yo, she kicked the game winner, too.
Yeah. That was fun, man.
Yeah, the Spirit game was a blast.
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Shout out to Maya Mitchell. Girls love the jerseys. Thank you very much. All right, B, it's time to get real. We had fun at the Spirit game. It was zero fun. Actually, let me ask you this. Hell, what was the score when you went out for Legends of the Game?
7-0, I think, at the time.
Okay, and then Washington
7-3.
Kicked.
7-3.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think Washington had scored when I went out. So
I was not surprised they kicked early in this one. I thought DQ, seeing how Seattle went, would just want to get some points on the board. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And try to get it into a game rather than get it into an ass kicking early. The ass kicking came, but they did get points early.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Blame Pies. Jeff, press the button, open these phones up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I rarely go first, but I'm going to go first today. Because I've talked about, I think there's a lot of layers to this, and I have nothing for the offense. I thought offensively they probably couldn't have kept up. But like if this game ended 30-22, which mm-hmm. would have been right in line with what Vegas saw
yep.
from a total standpoint and a spread standpoint, Vegas had the total at 49.5. Spread was 7.5, 8, whatever that was.
Uh-huh.
Like if this game ended 30-22, I think people would have been like, "All right, man, with the injuries and everything going on,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
reasonable."
Mm-hmm.
the way the Lions were able to move the ball, I'm looking at the defense first and foremost. I'm going 25 to the D-line, 25 to the secondary. And I understand those two things work in concert with one another, that you need pressure up front to help the secondary. There is no rule that prevents the secondary from making plays, though, on their own, and they do not.
Mm-hmm.
I worry tremendously about regression in the secondary. Young players that I was pretty clear about how high I was on Quan Martin this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's gone backwards. Samer Steele's gone backwards. Amos has maybe been one of their best stories this year. He gets hurt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so hard to point to anything that was done correctly. You got to look at coaches here. Joe Witt, I think you really got to wonder if Joe Witt is the D coordinator when they come back to the States for that Denver game. And I think the biggest thing fans are mad about is accountability. And I think that accountability starts by DQ saying something. Now, he's not running from anything, but he's also not changing anything. Do you think Joe Witt's move from the booth to the field made any impact?
Well, you look at the score, it didn't.
Yeah. You know? And then again, I talk about the layers of this. I think you got to talk about the roster construction.
Yeah. But we keep saying you talk about the roster construction. If you talk about the roster construction and we keep bringing it up, that's part of the problem right there. Because
I got 25% of it.
The coaches basically, they coach who they have. And they don't choose who they have for the most part.
I mean, it's all in concert, dude. Like the D-line and the secondary, the coaches and the front office. Like, this is what you've built, and this is a disaster. So everybody gets ownership. I even have honorable mention to my blame pie. The injuries are a factor, specifically the cluster of injuries at D-end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have Dorrance, who was playing well before the injury, if you have Wise, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't go for a buck freaking 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then another honorable mention, the lack of adjustments made in this game is just, maybe not the lack of adjustments made in this game, right? Because in the game, it's tough. But over the course of the season, I cannot understand, if you're getting smoked deep, what is your biggest worry if you start to blitz, giving up big plays?
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them up anyway.
Yeah.
Try something. I know these guys work their asses off. These coaches work their asses off. There's no question about putting the time in, mm-hmm. right? But if you watch the Minnesota tape and they're able to win with what is basically a rookie quarterback in his fourth start, they blitzed the hell out of Goff. They got Goff moving.
Mm-hmm.
Goff was chilling yesterday.
He was.
He was chilling.
He was.
He might as well have been in a suite drinking Mai Tais. Like, he was relaxed.
I still ask the question. We say blitz because we see other teams blitz. Is our defense anywhere close to Minnesota's defense?
No, but what is the definition of insanity?
Instead of it being 44-22 yesterday, it might have been 64-22. Because they would have been scoring on one play drive.
It could have been 64-22 if they wanted to anyway.
Like, but still, it's just like, you know, you got to realize the blitz thing gives up a play quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if you're not getting, if you just go out and blitz just to be blitzed and then you can't get home. See, the thing about it, most teams are blitz when they know four can cause problems. So they bring that fifth guy, maybe a sixth guy. We ain't causing problems with four or five. Who we going to bring, eight? I mean... I agree with you. The defense has not been good at all. But I don't see us getting a lot of pressure when we do most things.
I agree. Let's start letting these phones work. They're going to be on fire. Mike is in Fairfax. Mike, lead us off. What's your blame pie, man?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. And I just want to say real quick, I love the fact that you guys show a lot of respect and to the callers that are not hanging up on them and trashing them afterwards. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
Second, I blame 50% on the injuries. I'm going to keep it simple. 50% on the injuries and the rest coaching. We just don't look good, guys. It starts with the top. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
There's, barring somebody calling and blaming the alumni today, there's nothing I'm going to disagree with. Like, there is so much blame to go around that phone lines are going to be open all day. Let's get these phones loaded up here. 800-636-1067. Our guy Drew is on the line. Drew, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Serenity now, JP. Serenity now.
Serenity now, insanity later.
So I'm not as upset as you are, because I kind of expected what happened. But for the brain pies, I put 30% on injuries. It's hard to play when you don't have bodies. Look, I'm not making excuses, but that's as hard. I put 30% on Parma and Chicago. Anyone who thought it was happy that we broke Chicago last year, that we married, sorry for the ring, guys. They broke us. It's been just horrendous. We've been with this team for decades under the previous regime, and the way we're playing now is as bad as it's ever been, especially on defense. And so I put 30% on defense, and you can name a bunch of players, but I got to believe that we've seen the last of Joe Witt. Unfortunately, I'm not an overreacting guy, and I know he's in a tough situation, but there's got to be some accountability, because this is not a professional caliber team.
I think he's going to be there in Madrid. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think if anything happens, it's in the bye week.
He might be walking home.
That's a long walk, dog.
Yeah, can't walk from Madrid.
You need a canoe or something. All right, Drew. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, take care, guys.
I mean, just a disaster, man. Just a true disaster. Everybody's pissed. You're going to get your chance on the phones. We're going to do it all day. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, fella?
What's up, man?
All right, check this out. I'm going to say the percentage of my pie, and then I'm going to say why. 25% Terry McLaurin. 25% to Dan Quinn. 25% to the players. And 25% Joe Witt. Now, here's the why. AP was hired for our GM to negotiate the contracts and this and that. And remember, I love Terry. I don't have nothing against Terry. I love them. But we were never one player away from it. So if you hired a GM to make the choices, why are you stepping in on this man's toes? And we've seen this in the past. I'm 50 years old. Proudly say that I'm 50. So I've seen it all, heard it all. I'm happy.
Who's stepping on whose toes? What are you saying?
Okay, look, it's like this. I don't know okay, I'll put it to you like this. Dan Quinn, we hear that he's a player's coach. All right, let me re-evaluate what that word means for us. That means he's a people's pleaser. If Terry's out there and we're not one player away, why, you know what I'm, and here's the good thing, though. We all these other guys under 1 year. Imagine if we would have buckloaded the boat and, like we did in the past with, hey, Albert Haynesworth and everything else. Man, we'd be looking super bad. I'm just glad what I've seen the whole game. I'm able to see it, analyze it. This is our measuring dipstick. Where we at? What did Parcells used to say? You are who your record says you are.
Yeah,
so we try.
I'm still lost on the Terry thing. You gotta make me understand.
Oh,
that,
okay.
Dude.
All right, let me go on that one a little bit farther. Then, okay, he said that the dude said that he was worth this much, right? And then the GM and then Peters came out and said that he was going. This is what he was willing to pay him. Then we got divided with the fans. To add salt to the wound, we're paying $40 million for one touchdown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
You lost me with that one, but okay.
If it's specific to last night, I don't see how Terry's to blame. I don't know. I'm just gonna be honest on that one. John is in White Plains. What's up, John?
How you doing? Good morning.
What's up, John?
I was calling because I don't have a blame pie. I wanted to speak up for Deron Payne. Uh-huh. I was at the game yesterday in the club level watching the game, and St. Brown, he punched Deron Payne before in front of the refs, and the refs didn't do anything. So Deron Payne punched him the next play and got threw out. So I'm like, that's crazy. So that's the reason why. He punched St. Brown, which is
yeah.
Which
but retaliation is wild to me, gets the person retaliating always get caught, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because he did it right in front of the ref, and the ref like stepped in front of St. Brown and Deron Payne, you know, punched Payne in the face and didn't throw a flag, which was that was wild. So I don't know. They just need to.
Yeah,
I assume they did.
That should
it because,
be a part of the.
You know, we're a losing team.
He can go back and appeal it, and that would be a part of it. He can, if that's factual, and that referee stood right there, didn't call it, and then he called the next one. They may give him some leniency with that.
Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, he did because I saw it.
Yeah,
I don't think Kinlaw's making it up when he says St. Brown punched him first.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, and this is a problem with referees, and I my problem with a lot of games is referee. If you're here to uphold the integrity of this game, you can't call stuff after you just saw somebody do something. You know what I'm saying? If you call it ahead of time, you stop the next thing from happening. If he had called that, Deron don't retaliate. If everything he said is true, you know, they do that a lot. They'll let somebody do something and, let it go. Then the next play they want to call it. If that happened, then Deron could probably appeal that thing. Might have to pay a fine still, but. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you still can't just sock somebody like that. But
hey, I'm gonna say I'm in the world. You hit me, I'm gonna hit you back.
I get it.
And eventually, the ref needs to call it in the beginning, not wait.
Do you have a blame pie, Mr. Mitchell?
No.
Everybody, all of them.
Hey, I can't separate it. We lost, so it's the whole pie go for the whole team.
Last night was tough because offensively they gave him a chance. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. It probably wasn't enough, but it was there. And I think, I mean, when you see, like, it started raining hard late in that game, but fans were leaving before the rain. Mm-hmm. I mean, fans lasted longer in this one than they did in the Seattle game when people were leaving in the first half.
Yeah.
But midway through the third quarter, people were leaving. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit, man. Like, it's, you know, the other thing we haven't talked about, that was the first time I think this season we really saw what looked like the old FedEx. The Lions fans took over that joint. It was, I mean, I was on the radio. I did a pregame hit with Denton. And he stopped me as I was talking, and he's like, yo, is that a Let's Go Lions chant? I was like, yeah, it's loud.
Yeah.
They were there.
When I was down on the field and you look, That lower bowl was blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Honolulu, blue. Everywhere. And, you know, if fans are selling their tickets, like, I don't blame you. What do you have to be? I don't know, man. That was seriously dispiriting. I know the White Brian just texted me. I didn't know if it was where I was sitting, but he said you could hear Jared Goff chants on TV.
Yeah,
it was loud, dude. That was a Lions crowd, man. I wonder if your ownership, if you're Josh Harris, the amount of goodwill put in the bank last season by Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, the goodwill capital they acquired in the belief in what they're building and doing last year has to be significant. You're spending some capital now, man. If you're Josh Harris and you're looking around and you're like, what the bleep is going on here?
Yeah.
They're flying through it.
But I think Josh is used to rebuilding, so I don't think he makes a move. Many drastic moves off of one thing.
I agree, but to your earlier point, like everybody's culpable in, okay, maybe we're not rebuilding anymore. Maybe we're going for it. Phone lines are packed. We're taking all your calls. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.